Gopi Jana Bala Bhagavadan Hari. Jaya Gopi Jana Bala Bhagavadan Hari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Jira Banachari. Jamuna Jira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Padi Bhajakacharya Asatara Satashi Shiman, His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti, Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Sri Kaho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Sri Gadadhar, Sri Vas Adigor, Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Shama Sundar Gopinath Shamakund Radhakund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Swami Ki Jai Jamunamayi Ki Jai Gangamayi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Srimati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai Sama Veda Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai Gopremanandi, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vichale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nivashesha Sunyavadi Pascha Chade Satarane Hare Krishna, reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam 9th chapter of the 3rd canto. The 9th chapter is called Brahma's Prayers for Creative Energy. We're on text 29. Correct, yeah. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
If you'd like to chant along, Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, one should first offer respectful obeisances unto Lord Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, and we also add our respects and appreciation to Srila Prabhupada, the translator and commentator. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering service unto the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed in loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Okay, so text number 29. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Ma Veda Garbha Gastandrim.
Ma Veda Garbha
Gastandrim. Sarga Udyamam Avaha. Sarga Udyamam Avaha. Tanmaya Paditam Hyagre. Tanmaya Paditam Hyagre. Yanmam Partayate Bhavan. Yanmam Partayate Bhavan. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Ma Veda Garbha Gastandrim. Sarga Ujjamam Avaha. Tanmayaya Padim Yagre. Yamam Partayate Bhavan. Please chant. Ma Veda Garbha Gastandrim. Sarga Sarga Ujjamam Avaha.
Maya Paditam Hyagre.
Tanmaya Paditam Hyagre.
Yanmam Partayate Bhavan.
Yanmam Partayate Bhavan.
Ma Veda Garbha Gastandrim.
Ma Veda Garbha Gastandrim. Sarga Ujjamam Avaha.
Tanmaya Paditam Hyagre.
Tanmaya Paditam Hyagre.
Yanmam Partayate
Bhavan. Yanmam Partayate Bhavan. Anyone else? Ya Deva Garbha Gastandrim.
Sarga Ujjamam Avaha.
Tanmaya Paditam Hyagre.
Yanmam Partayate Bhavan.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Lord, the Personality of Godhead, said, Ma, do not. Veda Garbha. O you who have the depth of all Vedic wisdom. Ga Tandrim, sorry, it's on two pages. Ga Tandrim, become dejected. Sarge, for creation. Udyamam, enterprises. Avaha, you just undertake. Tat, that which you want. Maya, by me. Apaditam, executed. He, certainly. Agre, previously. Yat, which. Mam, from me. Partayate, begging. Bhavan, you. Very beautiful translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead then said, O Brahma, O depth of Vedic wisdom, be neither depressed nor anxious about the execution of creation. What you are begging from me has already been granted before. Let's say it together. The Personality of Godhead, hello, together. The Personality of Godhead then said, O Brahma, O depth of Vedic wisdom, be neither depressed nor anxious about the execution of creation. What you are begging from me has already been granted before. So why is Brahma exhibiting some anxiousness? Why is the Lord saying, don't be anxious, don't be depressed? What's Brahma's anxiety? Panibhushan said he thinks he's the doer. Anyone else? Thank you. Anyone else can remember the previous? What's leading up to this?
He's concerned about being completely influenced.
He's concerned about being influenced by the fact that he's creating this, you know, doing a huge amount, a huge endeavor, a huge enterprise. What was the word? Udyaman. Enterprise. He's doing this huge project of creating the universe and situating the living entities in their different positions according to their desires and activities and past activities, et cetera, in different places in the universe. And he has to situate everybody there. And it's a huge endeavor, but it's also a huge sense of, I'm the doer. I'm creating it. I'm facilitating this. And so he's praying to the Lord, please, please help me so that I don't become covered by this mode of passion and think that I'm the doer. And the answer, and so what's the Lord's answer here? Trivikram, can you say it a little louder? It's already been granted. It's already, what you're praying has already been granted. And we'll talk about that a little bit. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Thank you very kindly. Any person authorized by either the Lord or his bona fide representative is already blessed. That is if they remember to offer their prayers. Oma ginati mirandasya ginangina salakaya. Chaksu umiditam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. I was born in darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master very kindly forced open my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. Therefore, I beg for service for him, to him, life after life. Hare Krishna. Starting again. Any person authorized either by the Lord or his bona fide representative is already blessed, as is the work entrusted to him. So how does that make you feel? Perfect, confident, secure, blessed, as Prabhupada says. The success is there. So how do we know the success is there? Krishna's in the heart of every living entity. He's there. He's just right next to the jiva, the soul, the atma, situated in the heart of every living entity. So he knows the desires. He already knows what our desires are. He already knows what we've executed. He always knows what we're hoping for. He's situated there, neutral. But it's explained in Bhagavad Gita that it's just like if you're passing by a rose garden, you're near the rose garden, or maybe where the mogras are growing or some fragrant flowers are growing, and you can just smell the fragrance of those flowers even though you're not exactly right next to them or have it right up to your nose, but you can smell it by the proximity, by your proximity with that fragrant flower. Similarly, in a garbage dump, even by your proximity to that garbage dump, you can smell the unpleasant odors. So the Lord, he can smell our desires. Like they're like smells, they're like fragrances, or smelly smells, because he's there within the heart. He already knows the desires. And when any living entity has even a slight desire, a slight inclination, a slight hope to understand their position in life and what the goal of life is and what the purpose of life is, Krishna is so pleased with that he arranges. He's arranging different things to happen in our life. And when we think about your journey to Krishna consciousness, for those of us who weren't like born in a situation like this, but even so, you think of your journey through Krishna consciousness, you might think, oh, this happened by chance. I just was at the shopping center and somebody gave me a book. That was just by chance, but it was a good book and I read it, etc., etc. But it's all being arranged by the super soul, by the Lord. All of those quote-unquote chance encounters or whatever, they're happening by the Lord's arrangement to bring the living entity closer to him. So what to speak of somebody who's on the path of devotional service, seriously engaged, seriously, you know, attempting at like a position like Lord Brahma, how the Lord is there guiding him, fulfilling his desires, and blessing him. Of course, Prabhupada says, the person entrusted with such a responsibility should always be aware of his incapability and must always look for the mercy of the Lord for the successful execution of his duty. So how is it that we find the successful execution of our duty, as mentioned in this sentence? How is it that we find it?
We recognize our limitations and that we are dependent on the mercy.
Very good. We recognize our limitations, we're dependent on his mercy, and another key phrase for me in that sentence was, we look for his mercy. If you're looking for the Lord's mercy in your life, you'll find it. And if you don't look, you'll never see it. If you don't look and see, you'll think it was by chance I was at that shopping mall and the person gave me a book. It was by chance. But if you're looking for the Lord's mercy in your life, you say, oh, the Lord so kindly arranged that quote unquote chance meeting, and therefore this and this happened, and I got that book, etc., etc., and became interested in Krishna consciousness. So I, for myself, I feel that that's a very important phrase right there that Srila Prabhupada says. One must always look for the mercy of the Lord for the successful execution of his duty. So another important point, a person entrusted with such a responsibility should always be aware of his incapability. So what's the sign? What are some signs of somebody who's not, who's thinking they're the, hold on, I have to think, I'm afraid. Someone who's thinking that they're the doer, that because of my endeavor, this is happening. I endeavored so much, and I'm getting so much success, and I'm doing so well, and etc. They're actually practically in total illusion. Because Krishna explains in the Gita, explains all through the Vedic literature, that we're not the doers. We're not the only doers. Let's put it that way. That's a more correct way of saying it. We're not the only cooperative. We're not the only doers. Krishna explains that there are five factors in every action. There's our endeavor. What else is a factor in executing something besides our endeavor? Maharaj?
The place.
And ultimately the super soul. The place, the endeavor. Yeah, the living entities endeavor. Sorry, I'm also forgetting. There are five factors. And to forget those other factors, has one develops a sense of doership, obviously, but ingratitude. You're not grateful for all the help that you're getting. We're not grateful for the mercy of the Lord. And therefore, when one has an attitude of gratitude, it opens the door for humility. And when one is thinking that they're the doer, then that door, it's not permanently shut, but it's blocked. That blocking is there, and one becomes puffed up by their own endeavor and ultimately has to be rectified to understand. So just take a simple example. A child is graduating from high school class, and maybe they're graduating with top honors or something, whatever, but they're graduating from a high school class, and what's their attitude? They're thinking, because I worked so hard, I got good grades, and therefore I'm getting these accolades, etc., etc. But is that the real situation? No, because if he didn't have his parents, you know, supplying his food every day, his mother washing his clothes, this and that, other support, the support from his teachers, the encouragement from his teachers, the support from his friends, then that person wouldn't be developed to the position that he's in. And to fail to see that is a sign of ungratefulness. But if we develop an attitude of gratitude, then we can always be offering our respects and getting the encouragement from others. Speak a little bit more about that as we go on. One should not be puffed up because he's entrusted with certain executive work. Fortunate is he who is so entrusted. And if he is always fixed in the sense of being subordinate to the will of the Supreme, he is sure to come out successful in the discharge of his work. So in my little group, we're reading Prabhupada Lilamrita. We just finished it and we're starting it again. So now we're only in the ninth chapter of the first volume of Prabhupada's struggle to preach Krishna consciousness in India. And so when you think of Prabhupada's early struggles, there's probably some predominant memories you have of hearing of his struggles, or any of you remember some of Prabhupada's earlier struggles to establish Krishna consciousness? Ragatmika?
When he established Jhansi,
it was going very nicely. Then the facility was taken away from him, right as it was just formulating. Yes? One of the last straws that broke Prabhupada's, determination to stay in family life. And he said, no, I'm not going to stay. We were also reading, yes, thank you for that. We were also reading that even after he left his family, still it wasn't like success and peace and lots of accomplishments. After he left his family in those interim years, there was so many difficulties. Even one time, finally, at one point, he had written on handwritten on loose sheets of paper, random sheets of papers, his a Bhagavad Gita translation and commentary. And he had compiled it, and then he had typed it up, and then he had kept the manuscript at his home for safekeeping while he was out and about doing preaching work. And he came across a good contact who was expressing a desire to help him publish that. So when he went to get that manuscript from his house where he left it in safekeeping, it wasn't there. He had handwritten it and then typed it by hand and then this, and it wasn't there. It was a contact where he was about to have that Bhagavad Gita printed by somebody from South India, and the Gita wasn't there. And it was such a blow. And so we've been listening to other challenges. And then finally, at one point after Srila Prabhupada left his family, he didn't have anywhere to go. And so he was, at first he got a little invitation from, I think it was Bhakti Saranga Maharaj, was that who it was? Yeah, to help edit the Sajjana Toshini that he was printing. But actually, that was only the superficial invitation to Prabhupada. But the real invitation is Bhakti Saranga Maharaj wanted him to manage that temple, that mutt there. But he didn't say that directly. He attracted him by, oh, you come and edit the Sajjana Toshini. And, Prabhupada immediately had so many ideas how he wanted to improve the magazine, improve the paper, improve, so many things. But Bhakti Saranga Maharaj at the time was feeling a lot of economic pressure, et cetera, and he wasn't so inclined to do that. So when Prabhupada left that situation, he didn't have any place in mind that he went. And he stayed a week here at someone's house that invited him in, a week there in someone's house, a week there. But as noted in the Lilamrita, Satsarupa Maharaj notes that Prabhupada never lost his good mood about things. He never lost his determination. He never became discouraged because he was confident, because he had been given an instruction by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. Here it is explained that one who gets a certain executive work, he was given that instruction by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, and he had confidence in Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj and in the instruction, and therefore, feeling, as it says here, subordinate to the will of the Lord, he felt sure he would come out successful in the long run, even though there was time and time again that would give one recourse to be discouraged and depressed, you know. And even that iconic diorama that's in Vrindavan of Srila Prabhupada with his little attaché case going up the gangplank of the Jaladuta, and all he's bringing is a few cases of books and a small little, you know, very few personal items and a little bag of granola or something like that, you know, and that, but when you see him going up that gangplank, he just looks so confident and so assured and without any anxiety, you know, he just looks like a king, you know, with his head's held high and he's going up the gangplank. Because he has that confidence that it's not me that's the doer. I'm going to try to execute this will of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. And if I'm successful, that's wonderful. And if I'm not successful, that's also wonderful. That's also the plan of the Lord. It's not a problem. Whatever the Lord wants, like as he says, as Srila Prabhupada said so poetically when he came into the Boston Harbor, I don't know why you've brought me here. I don't see how these people are going to understand your message, but you must have a reason. So he was confident, not in his own endeavor, although he was putting everything in there, but he was confident in the Lord. I don't know why you brought me here, but if you brought me here to dance, then I'm ready to do that. And if you want me to be unsuccessful, that's okay. I'm okay with just trying to execute your mercy. So that takes all of the anxiety off of, it puts everything in a whole different perspective. Similarly, for Lord Brahma, I'm just looking to see how much more of the purport I haven't read. Okay, similarly for Lord Brahma, right? So Lord Brahma's position up until this point in the Bhagavatam, he just awoke to consciousness on the top of that lotus flower, which was swaying back and forth due to the winds of devastation that were blowing. It was all dark. He couldn't figure out what was going on. This is a few verses back. He couldn't figure out what was going on. Tries to figure it out. Tries to make his own endeavor. Go down the pipe, the lotus pipe, and then come back up. He's not successful, but he hears tapa. He starts to meditate. And he's... becomes enlightened from within by following that instruction by the Lord, and therefore he has the confidence in the Lord's instruction and the Lord's enlightenment. He has that confidence, but at the same time he's praying for his protection. So now, two or three verses before this, he's awakening to consciousness again, not, you know, whatever, he's much more enlightened. So this point I want to make is that the situation is the same. He's still on that lotus flower. It's still all dark. It's still swaying. But his consciousness is in a different place, and he realizes I have this service to perform for the Lord, and therefore let me do my best at it and pray for his mercy and help. Because why? I'm subordinate to his will. Okay. And then here Prabhupada gives a comparison to Arjuna. Arjuna was entrusted with the work of fighting on the Battle of Kurukshetra. And before he was even entrusted with that, the Lord had already arranged for his victory. But Arjuna was always conscious of his position as subordinate to the Lord, and thus he accepted him as the supreme guide in his responsibility, in Arjuna's responsibility. Krishna was the supreme guide. Arjuna was always conscious of his position as subordinate to the Lord. And even when Arjuna expressed his hesitancy that, you know, I don't want to fight, these people are worthy of my worship, etc., etc., that whole dilemma that Arjuna was facing, Krishna said, I've already arranged everything. And I've already arranged it so much that even if you don't fight, it's not the end. Because I've arranged, the plan is that these people are not going home. So either you fight or don't fight. Thank you, Prabhu. Either you fight or don't fight, I've already made the plan. But if you do it, then understand that you're doing it you know, by my will and by my potency, by my empowerment. So Prabhupada continues, he says, anyone who takes pride in doing responsible work but does not give credit to the Supreme Lord is certainly falsely proud and cannot execute anything nicely. So somehow or other, just as I was reading this just now, I remembered Bhakta Antonio's question on Monday in class. Bhakta Antonio, you're getting a reputation, at least with me, for asking really good questions at the end of class. So on Monday, you asked Nagaraj, what's the deal with the scientists? You know, why is Prabhupada always disregarding the scientists? And Stita D came and gave a very nice response saying, anyone who thinks that they're doing it on their own is an illusion. So more or less that's what Prabhupada's saying here, okay? Anyone who takes pride in doing responsible work but doesn't give credit to the Supreme Lord is certainly falsely proud and cannot execute anything nicely. So it's such a simple explanation, but a very profound explanation. And it applies, doesn't just apply to scientists and non-devotees and the people out there. It applies in here too, it applies to us also. If we think that we're the doer and we're, because I'm such a great singer, everybody loves my kirtans, haha, everybody knows that's not a false, that's a false statement. But anyway, or I'm a great this or I'm a great that, then there's that very, 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 very important factor of giving credit to the Supreme Lord.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Giving credit to the Supreme Lord, which will enable one to actually see things properly. To think that we're the doer by our own strength, that's a total fault. Where does our strength, where does anybody's strength come from? Where does anybody's intelligence come from? Where does anything come from? It all comes from Krishna. And this is one of the very important messages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything comes from Krishna. It doesn't come from a combination of chemicals, or even it may come from, certain things might come by combining chemicals. We're not saying that nothing happens, things happen. But where the chemicals get their potency, etc., 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 it's all Krishna. And when one realizes that this is Krishna's show, and we're part of Krishna's show. It's not that I have my own show here, look at me, or this or that, or whatever. No, we're part of Krishna's show. And when we line up with that mentality, then life takes a different turn, you could say, and one can see things properly. Okay. Brahma and persons in the line of the cyclic succession who follow in his footsteps are always successful in the discharge of loving transcendental service to the Supreme Lord. Always successful. Now, perhaps somebody can think of an example of somebody who appeared not to be successful or something that appeared not successful. But what are we thinking is success? You know, if we're thinking success is conquer the world or this or that or some material measurable type of thing, if that's success, well yeah, it might appear that they're not success. But what is the success that the Bhagavatam is encouraging us to accept as real success? The real success is to accept that Krishna is the supreme controller, I'm his loving servant, and that relationship that we have as servant and master and the nuances of however that comes out, that's success. When I'm remembering that, that's the success. And anyone who executes devotional service with that in mind, whether they're apparently successful or not, they're successful in the important scale of things. So the verse once again is, the Supreme Personality of God had then said, O Brahma, O depth of Vedic wisdom, be neither depressed nor anxious about the execution of creation. What you are begging from me has already been granted before. And that just reminded me of one more thing that I wanted to say. And then I'll open it up to comments and discussions and corrections. Was a verse that I, or a part of the purport that I quote quite often. but I haven't done it for at least 2 weeks, so Hare Krishna. Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada's verse in Nectar of Instruction, the third verse in the purport, towards the end of the purport of the third verse, Srila Prabhupada says, the process of bhakti is so pure and perfect that once having begun, one is dragged to ultimate success. Hari Bol, right. Exactly. Doesn't that come a Hari Bol right from the heart? Like, really? Our success is guaranteed. So it's our mind. Sorry, now I'm talking about myself. It's our mind that always brings us down and this isn't right, or I'm not this, or whatever, whatever. But that's not to be dwelt upon. What's to be dwelt upon is our endeavor to do our service that will ultimately come with ultimate success by more opportunities to remember Krishna. That's the ultimate success. Okay, comments, questions, discussions, corrections. Mr. Bhakta Antonio, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I guess you knew I was going to ask a question. So I am to understand that for us, our success comes from Krishna, and we are not the doer. We depend on his mercy, and we can ask him for our understanding what our purpose in life is. Am I understanding that correctly, Mataji?
Yes. And the nuances of that, sometimes to say it and repeat it, you think, I got it. But we'll notice, I still notice myself, even though I can say, we're not the doer, I'm not the doer. I see how in my life, if I keep my eyes open enough, I see, oh, here I am thinking I'm the doer here, in subtle, more and more subtle ways. So that comes, you know, it's layers, like layers. Realization comes stronger and stronger in layers as one continues the process. Maharaj, would you like to add anything or correct or whatever, help in any way? Thank you.
I think I'll help by being very brief. That would be the best way I can help. As I was taught the other day. Just bouncing off the discussion of just now is, I'm remembering that wonderful booklet. I don't think I'm the only one who really appreciate Mahatma Prabhu's booklet of the 20 Japa affirmations.
Yes.
And at the end of one of those affirmations, he makes a simple point that we should endeavor as if everything depended on us, but we should pray that understanding that everything depends on Krishna. So both things are there. That also comes up, we want to get a little fancy, not fancy, but expanded a little, is that that idea of the two fingers short and Mother Yasoda trying to tie Krishna. And those represent, you know, not intentionally, but the commentary represents those as, on the one hand, it's Mother Yasoda's endeavor, and it's the other hand, finally, it was Krishna's mercy that she was finally able to tie him, catch him and tie him.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you for that point. That's a very nice point. Even extending it to the example that Prabhupada gave in the purport of Arjuna. So Arjuna didn't want to fight. Krishna convinced him to fight, but it's not that, even assured of Krishna's success, it's not that Arjuna didn't make a huge endeavor. You know, he made his huge endeavor and depended on Krishna all the time. Trivikram Prabhu?
Hare Bol. Very nice. So we're dealing upon the topic of creation, and we've been doing it for like 3 cantos, actually. So much.
And it will continue on.
On creation.
Often.
And to see how science is counteracting this, the input of the Lord and Brahma, you know, and to show as if everything came about by chance. You know, sometimes that's like painful to, you know, and established, especially when it's being established in the whole world. I mean, they have to say in all the texts and all the institute. But religionists, as soon as religionists open their mouth to this thing, they're being shot, you know?
Yeah.
And that is unacceptable, you know? That's why we have to rise up, you know, and show that this is what actually happened and not what they're thinking and assuming and theorizing and everything, you see? So that's my point today.
Yes. It's a point that you make quite often, and we appreciate your
But it's a point to be noted, because that is the point that is really taking this world to it, isn't it?
Thank you.
You need to learn some more lessons. From space, not outside, please.
If a scientist is an atheist, they're going to preach atheism. If a scientist is a theist, they'll have a theistic perspective.
Brilliant. Thank you. Any Krishna Sarupati Krishna, nice to see you again. Any comments you'd like to add? Put you on the spot. Anyone else? Okay, Madamati. Oh, sorry. I couldn't tell you were hiding behind the leaves.
No, I was doing something because nobody was.
Sorry, thank you.
I might have said this before. I hope not, but just like you mentioned, reading the Lilamrita, and also I'm reading it again as well, and I just wanted to share how it's just such a wonderful way to develop or continue the relationship with Srila Prabhupada. You know, like just reading and hearing and just thinking about all the things that he went through. You know? And next time when you go to New York, maybe you've already done this, but Ram Roy Prabhu, who's he's in charge of the Harinam there, he takes devotees on tours, you know, of the different, which, I mean, I lived there, I never did that before, you know, I went to 26 Second Avenue, but he takes devotees on tours, and one thing that was really sweet was, you know, he was speaking about Dr. Mishra, and we went to the building where Prabhupada was living, and then he spoke about how, you know, Dr. Mishra kind of put Prabhupada in another place, and we went there, and then how far he had to walk, and we took the walk, you know, from where he was living to where he had to go to cook. Every day, there was no bathroom even. He had to go there to shower and to cook. And just thinking about how it was cold, it was like February in New York City, you know. And so it was really, you know, really heartfelt in the way that he speaks. We went to the 55th Street Temple, former. So anyway, I highly recommend it if anyone ever is in New York again soon.
Thanks for that. You had mentioned that, you know, in private conversation, but no, it's good, because I didn't know that opportunity existed also. But also, too, going over the all the different challenges that Srila Prabhupada had in so many different ways, even survive, even sometimes, he even said that in those early days in New York, sometimes he would go to bed hungry. Yeah. He would go to bed hungry. And just to think, you know, Srila Prabhupada was already, just like here, Lord Brahma, he was already granted success by the Lord to be successful, but he had to go through that endeavor, you know, mostly for us, you know, mostly for us, that we can see that we have to do our endeavor. We really have to put in our work. It's not going to be handed, even though the process of bhakti is so pure and potent that once having begun, one is dragged to ultimate success. It doesn't mean that it's going to be, you know, it means we still have to make our endeavor. Madhu?
Just about the last point, I wanted to say that personally, you know, I have faith that this process works. But when you say, you know, I think about the words, but it takes so long, my Lord. That's the words that come to my mind.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it feels like it's going to be lifetimes, you know, mm-hmm. and when you think about that, that part is, you know, a little hard, mm-hmm. you know.
That was Prabhupada's trick, wasn't it? Just chant Hare Krishna and go back to Godhead in this life, I guarantee. I mean, that's his potency, that's there, and then we see, oh, it's not, you know, But also too, that's another perspective, another way to look on that is our perspective of time. Because we're thinking this life of 50 or 60, 80 years, some of us, whoever reaches 100, good luck to that. But anyway, is a long time. It's just a flash. It's just a flash. That doesn't, and not to minimize the agony of that or the trials and tribulations that go on in that short 50, 60, 80 year lifespan. What to speak of, what does, when you think of it, and I, was it yesterday's class, at the end of class? Anyway, somebody was giving, I think, okay, hold on, Stevie.
Yeah, sure.
The time frame, you know, of a day of Brahma, you know, and all the manus that are there in the day of Brahma, and all the different cycles of Kali Yuga that go through, and the this and the that, and a day of Brahma is nothing. It's not even a whole breath of Mahavishnu, you know? And all of that is in and out in the breath of Mahavishnu, who's been breathing for quite some time. And, you know, so it's another perspective on time. Yes, Dita Prabhu.
Well, no one really knows what time is. Just quote another song. But it only feels like it takes so long if you're a rock star or a Vaishnavacharya. Because that's a George Harrison line, right?
And we all, Maharaj, please. It's always good to end on a sweet note.
This is not a comment, it's just a tweak.
Okay, thank you.
That in that song by George Harrison, that iconic song, that actually I heard it at the very beginning of 1970. It was an amazing experience, very mystical to hear that when it first came out. George, he did say that it takes so long. But in the same song, he also qualified that and said, and it won't take long, you know. So he was seeing it from, you know, less optimistic and more optimistic perspective.
And as good as I really want to see
you. I really want to see you. And the more that you really want to see him, the less time it will take.
Yeah.
So let's, we can, after we hear from Ragatmika, we can pray that our desire to see the Lord increases exponentially. Hare Krishna. And one more comment.
No, it's a question.
Ah.
So you were saying when Prabhupada ascended the gangplank, he was so confident that whether he was a success or not a success, it would be wonderful. How is it wonderful because if it's not a success?
It's wonderful that the endeavor, the living entity is making his endeavor to please the Supreme Lord. And the Lord is pleased by our endeavor. It's not that he's not pleased by the results of our endeavor, but that's not the criteria. The criteria is he's pleased by the living entity's endeavor. And even if, just like Vasudev Dutt, who wanted to, there's a question if I have the right character from Chaitanya Charitamrita, who wanted to take all the sinful activities for all the people of the world, and he would suffer all of their sinful activities if Lord Chaitanya thought that he could deliver them all, if he thought it was significant. And Lord Chaitanya said, even, why would Krishna want you to suffer like that? That was one thing he said. And they said, and even if you did, what difference would it make if this whole universe was delivered? There's just so many universes as there are mustard seeds in a bag of mustard seeds, you know?
Yeah.
It's just one. So even if our endeavor, even if our endeavor is extremely successful, you know, it's extremely successful in this universe, in this time, in this planet, you know, it's nothing. But our endeavor to serve the Lord, that's real success.
You just made me think, one time a devotee made that distinction that our department is the endeavor department, but Krishna's department is the result department.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Gaur. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And just a little note on that. Sometimes people think that the most important person who in the class situation is the person who gives class, but the most important person is the person who listens, because a good listener can pick out the mixture from the mixture of milk and water. Hare Krishna.